Hey, I'm Dr. Ruth Roberts, your pet's ally. Hope that everyone is having a great day so far. Let me hop right over to the page. And all right, May, I'm going to make sure I got to the bottom of all of these. Yes. Okay. So congratulations. Hopefully your new pup has arrived already. Congratulations on that, Susan. Welcome, thank you. And Lucy. So, I think if you can keep going with the CBD, if you want to just kind of help her ease through, literally, I would use Heal because it's unflavored, and then kind of put a little on the inside of the ear. I wish I was smart enough to figure out how to put the little picture back in here, but I ain't that smart today. You can, again, you can add it right into the ear, so I think that will help quite a bit. And we'll go from there. So let's see here. Let me pop back over and let us know how Lucy does. Hopefully, that will kind of ease what she's got going on. And then the other question, and Lisa, Jamie, I'll come back here in just a moment. If you've got 5 pounds of beef, and I think you're going to try pork today too for spirit. Yes, you can use that, and I would go with, just do about 3 pounds and, to make a batch for the new baby so you can gradually get her on board. And then so he gets it Wednesday tonight and then 2 times tomorrow and then off Sunday, Monday or Tuesday. And then so what do you do next? Then yes, you would start on to new veggies. If it works, you could consider making a batch of with pork and some of the veggies you have been using. And kind of take it from there, but still best to test everything against what you've been feeding. Let's see here. And then, Jamie, if you need to give a dose of heartworm meds, yes, I would stop the milk thistle and the liposomal glutathione for 20, for 24 hours, just because they're going to speed up the processing of the heartworm medicine, and you want it to be in his system for that full 24 hours. That's and then for Willie, so Jamie's asking about CBD and THC. So let me do this so I don't get sidetracked. Susan, if Abner has lost his voice, that is very strange. And often that can be related to really profound hypothyroidism or some sort of neurologic issue, sort of dysphonia where the laryngeal cords are attacked. So that's very strange. If he's completely unable to bark, that's odd. Can he make any noise when he breathes in? Because sometimes that will create problems in terms of, interesting. In terms of laryngeal paralysis is one of the more common issues that can cause loss of voice. So see if that makes any sense. But yeah, keep us posted on that. Definitely get his thyroid function checked out. And Mr. Willie, this is pretty interesting. So it sounds like so it sounds like his larynx isn't working properly. And that's another thing. If thyroid function is normal, they can use propofol to very lightly sedate him and then actually visualize whether the larynx is moving properly or not. So that may be part of what's going on. As long as he is, if that's what ends up being the deal, as long as he is not having issues with, you know, breathing in the house, it's one of those things we kind of just leave alone and then work on the immune system to see if we can kind of calm it down a bit. So this is pretty interesting. And Jamie, I think it sounds like you're kind of in a holding pattern again. You know, so you've got this, and then you've got, it's interesting he did not test positive for gluten. Let me go back to this one. But he did test positive for wheat, since gluten is a component of wheat. And vaccination imbalance, which is very interesting. Good, good to hear his breathing is fine. So that's all peachy. Well, yeah, resistance to therapy. I'm not sure what this means, tissue block and detox block and DNA block, but my guess is that there's some impingement in healing each of these areas. So, I mean, this isn't rocket science. So, I don't know. Yeah, THC. So, you're still kind of stuck in a holding pattern, literally for Willie. And with CBD, THC, I would suggest doing a couple of things. I would use both, and that's kind of what Angela and Dr. Zach have been doing. So I would definitely use both at the same time. Get Willie on that upper dose of 50 milligrams per day of CBD and still at the 0.5 milligrams of THC. That dose may be adjusted later. And then see, you know, kind of see where that ends up taking you. I wish I had a better set of answers, and it sounds like you're kind of in a frustrating holding position. But I mean, it does make sense that this is more of an autoimmune skin disease instead of a cancer, because he's off all of the medications. And while he looks pretty rough, he's still hanging in there. He's still eating. And, you know, it just makes a little bit more sense then. Yeah, on a roller coaster hold than on a roller coaster. I'm surprised that the new doc did not do ozone therapy, because that does seem to help a bit. I don't know what to tell you. I would say maybe, well, I'll give you a list of stuff that you can kind of take a look at. And, you know, if I can help you, I'm happy to do that. As far as the doxy, but I think you need to be prepared to say, hey, we did this anyway, and here's the results. So let me make sure I've got everything, and I'm sorry I'm a little stupid today, guys, but I've been trying to sort out my thyroid dose, and it's not been going spectacularly well, as you can imagine. But, you know, so it goes. So I think that's what I've got for you this week. We're really looking at what Hannah and Paul and I are trying to look at, how well iPets Ally serves you. So I think we sent out an email earlier this week. I'm going to do a broadcast on Thursday talking about wins for the year, pet health wins. And so if you've got some specifics you'd like for me to include about your pets, I would love to get your answers back on that, and also photos. The other thing is how can we make iPets Ally better and serve you better? I have not had as much participation in this group or as many signups as I would like. And so we're trying to figure out how to make this continue to be worth my while as well as worth yours. And so if you've got suggestions on that, please, please, please let us know. You know, if you email me or email Paul and Hannah, we'll kind of be collecting up those answers. So, you know, I think you have to look, Jamie, about what's going to be the result if you get the biopsy done, and it is reactive histiocytoma, what will be the treatment then? And if, you know, is that going to be different than prednisone? Is it going to be different than, you know, some sort of another autoimmune or immune suppressing drug, and kind of what's going to be what? So this is really, really tough. You know, I think you can get the biopsy done. Again, I think it's criminal that IDEX would not share their slides with the pathologists, but it is what it is. I don't know how to help you with this one. It is a tough one. So that's what I've got. If you know, please let us know how we can make this better for you, because for instance, the monthly teachings, I think that's a good idea, but attendance is sparse, and maybe that's because of the time. And maybe because it's not useful to you. So please let me know what is useful. Please also let us know, is there a better time where I can do these broadcasts? Is the afternoon or evening better? I know with COVID, it was not a problem because everybody was working from home pretty much. But if there's better timing for you all, that we're happy to adjust that as well. So at any rate, that's what I've got for you this week. Give everybody a big hug for me, and we'll see you next week. Take good care.